put one egg on top of another egg to build them up, the same thing, you have to put the top layer first, then the bottom layer, but not the bottom layer, then the top layer. Rashi says, Beyim gasois, hanesunois al pi kli chalal. If you have like big eggs that you want to put on top of a hole of a kli, on top of something else, so you can't aim a shivin as a kli, you can't first put the kli down, and then you thought you put on top of them the eggs, but rather first put the eggs, and then you put the kli underneath them. Now, what you can't do, to say there of a binyan the way you usually build, from downwards upwards. V'chein kederu, the same thing applies by a pot. V'chein puriya, the same thing applies by a bed. V'chein chavita, the same thing applies by a jug. And you want to store one on top of another, you have to put the top first, then the bottom, but not downwards upwards. Rashi says, v'chein kederu, or the same thing, shemashivin ha'beis chavyis, when you want to put a pot on top of two barrels, you can't first put the two barrels there, then the pot on top of it, but rather first put the pot and then put the two barrels underneath it. Same thing by a bed. You have to first put the top straight across and then put the legs on it. So the Maravaita. Tana Rabbanan, we look at the price like this. Ein soimchin es hakadera bibikas. You can't hold up a pot bibikas with wood. The chen hadelos and not a door either. So the Gemara asks on this, he says it can't be samech a kedera and a bebekas v'chein bedelos. Same thing with the door. So Pashto means that you can't put a pot on top of the door. For the Gemara bedelos hakodaitoch, like it's not a derech, nobody puts the pots on top of the doors. Rashi says maybe a break. What it means to say is v'chein hadelos. The same thing applies with a door. You're not allowed to hold up a door bebekas, you can't hold it up with wood. In other words, the purpose of using wood on Yom Tov is only for the purpose of burning purposes. It's like midla hatzaka, to burn with. But if you want to use it for other purposes, to hold things up with, for that purpose we say the wood is considered muksa, and you're not allowed to use it for that purpose on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbon, we learned the price like this. Ein semchin es hakedera bivikas. You can't hold up a kedera, a pot, with a bikas, with the wood. V'chein hadelos, the same thing, you can't hold up a door with the wood. Says clearly, because shleinitnu eitzim, wood was only given to be used on Yom Tov, only for the purpose of burning. For burning the wood, that's what the wood is aimed for that it's not called muksa. But for other purposes, to use the wood to hold up a pot or to hold up a door, for that we say it's muksa. For Rabbi Shimon Mate, Rabbi Shimon says no, like Rashi said, the less like muksa we always had. Rabbi Shimon is always mekel on muksa, he doesn't hold for muksa, therefore Rabbi Shimon is mekel. The Gemara says, "V'yein manhigin es habehema b'maka b'yomtiv." Like the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtiv. For Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Mater. Rebbe Lezer Shimon says, "Yes, you're allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtiv." So the Gemara wants to explain what's the machlokes tolian. Lema, let's say Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, ki avu asir le. That Rebbe Lezer, the son of Rebbe Shimon, holds like his father, holds like Rebbe Shimon Shita, the less le muksa, that he does not hold for muksa. Therefore, you're allowed to use a staff. Face to have a meaner is what a staff is like wood. So you're not allowed to use wood like we had before, only for the burning purposes, but not to lead your animals with it. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds no, there's no visamuksa on wood. You're allowed to use wood for other purposes. So maybe that's why he holds. You're allowed to lead your animals holding their staff also. So Mora says, lo, no, that's not the machloek you see him. Poho afilu Reb Shimon moide. Could be that even Reb Shimon is moide, even though there's no visamuksa upon the staff itself. There's a new issue why you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff, with a stick on Yom Tov. Mishum de mechse command the ozo lechinga. Because it looks like you want to take it to the marketplace to sell it. So if it looks like you want to take it to sell it, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with the issue muksa. Even though like Rav Shimon Shita could be that the staff is not muksa, still you're not allowed to lead your animals on Yom Tov because it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace. So it's an issue the Rabbonim. Right, the Gemara says, Chazora, that's like a bamboo cane, is Rav Nachman also. Nachman says it's also. Rav Sheshesh sold this mutter. So the Chur HaShalim, is there a lot of touch it or not? Is this called Muxer or not? So Rashi says, Naf Eitz Shuchad, it's like a sharp piece of wood, and you could use it to roast meat on. So the question is a mutter or not? So Rashi says, Rav Nachman also, the Yontem Mishum de Muxer Ninu, Litaltol. It's a piece of sharp stick of wood, and you do not set it aside before Yom Tov to use to roast on. Therefore, it's muktzeh, it's not called the kli, you can't use it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains the machlokes like this. Beretiva, when it's wet, kula yamalei pligidi os, everybody holds it's awesome. Because when it's wet, like it's fresh, it's not ready to burn yet. Therefore, it's not called the kli, it's not usable yet. Therefore, it's called muktzeh. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes here, biyaveshta, when this bamboo stick, like, dried out. So man the yosa, the one of Nachman holds it's awesome, ramaloch, lenit nuwe te melalasoka. You're only allowed to use wood for burning purposes. So therefore, it's like muksa. The wood, you only have the right to use the wood only for the purpose of burning. But not for the purpose of burning, you don't have a right to use the wood. And the Gemara says, Uman de shari, but the one that says it's mutter, man de shari yomaloch. Ma li litzlois boy, ma li litzlois bigachaltoi. What's the difference to use the wood for burning purposes? To roast the meat with, or to roast it, the gachalto, with its coals. So Rashi says, what's the difference to use this piece of wood now the way you want to use it? You want to use it as a spit in order to push it through the meat. So what's the difference between doing this? What's the difference to use it as burning wood, firewood, and then you're first going to roast the meat with its coals? Like, what's the difference? You're doing the same purpose now. Even if the oldest svara, wood is only set aside for burning purposes, but hey, what's the burning purposes? That you'll be able to roast your meat with it. So this is also called roasting the meat. The fact you want to use it as a spit to put this piece of wood into the meat to roast on, he owes us all one tashmish, therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara says, Ika biyamri, some say like this, the aveshta, when the wood is dry, I'll tell you, kuli amaloi, pligidi shari. Everybody holds from this svara that it's mutter. When the wood is dry, so since you could use the wood right now for like burning fire in order to roast the meat, on top of it, who are then you could also use the wood right now as a spit to use it to put it into the meat to roast the meat with? Key pligu is, the omachlekas I tell you, viriti vosai. When you have a wet piece of wood, the wood is still dry, it's still wet, it's still fresh, it's not so usable now to burn with. Man, the Yosef Nachman that says it's also to lechozi lasoka, because right now you can't use it for burning purposes. Therefore, the wood is muksa, it's not usable now in Yom Tov. Well, man, the Sharma, the one that says it's mutter, Romlach will tell you, hachozi lehesegodul. No, still it could be used. This wood could be used for a big fire. If you have a big fire, hesegodul, it could be used. See, even though the wood is still wet and still fresh, for a big, strong, hot fire, you put this wood in, so first the fire would dry up the wood, and then it could be used. The Gemara says, v'hilchasa, the maskonari, the locher is, Yavesh Tishari. If it's a dry piece of wood, then it's mutter. Riti Vosai Osa. But if it's a wet piece of meat, wet piece of stick, then it's Osa. Riti Vosai, when it's wet, since it's not usable right now, we don't say that svara to say that since it could be used by a big fire, it's usable all places. No. Because usually you don't use it on big fires, use it on small fires. If a small fire is right now, it's not usable. You have to wait till the stick first dries out. Therefore, it's not usable for burning purposes. So for sure, you cannot use it for this purpose of using it as a spit to like roast the meat on. Dorash Rav Darshan like this. Isha loiti kones ledir eitzim. A woman cannot go into the deer eitzim, into the warehouse where she stores the wood. Litum em ud. In order to take out an ud. An ud now, that's like when you're roasting, you're using an oven, that's like the wood, the stick you use to move around the coals in the oven. So an isha is not allowed to go to the warehouse where she has the wood. In other words, because those pieces of wood are like muksa, they're only set aside to use for burning purposes. They're not used for other purposes. So you can't take now a piece of wood there and use it for the purpose of a kli to use for the oven. But what about the ud shenishbaro? What happened to ud? You had this stick that was prepared already from before Yom Tov, that you use it to when you bake with the oven. Now it broke on Yom Tov. Is also lahasika b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn this wood now on Yom Tov. Why? You're only allowed to burn a full kli. In other words, the kli, that's called a kli, it's not muksa. But once the kelim broke, you can't burn it now. In other words, the svar is, now that it broke, it's considered like muksa. And mashma rava holds like Rav Yehuda, I think Gemara says now. Lememri, you want to tell me, the rava Rav Yehuda sirulei, that rava holds like Rav Yehuda shita, that he holds from the Yisra muksa. If you hold from the Yisra Muksa, therefore, a regular kli that's not muksa you're allowed to use for burning purposes also. My shankin, a kli that broke now in Yom Kippur, now that it broke, it's not fit to be used, it's like muksa, you can't use it. So Mara says, Mara asks the question, Rabba told the servant, Tovali bar avza, roast me a duck, v'shad yumei l'shunra, and throw the insides to the cat. So chura, the insides, it's like muksa, how are you allowed to throw it to the cat? Why isn't the muksa the insides? Like Rashi says, the meyesmo muchin liyodim hoya, v'leir l'klofim, if you the sheet there is like before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, this was aimed to use for a person and not to give it to a cat. So how are you allowed to throw the insides of this of the duck to the cats? So Marin says, Kivon de Mesuachi me'esmo daiti alavayu. Since if you leave it alone, the insides will get ruined, will get spoiled. It's like you never had in mind even yesterday to use it. Like you knew they're going to get spoiled, so therefore you had in mind to give it to the cats. Therefore, it's not muksa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, it's not called muksa. All right, turn over. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Noitel Adam Kisum Mishalafonov. A person is allowed to take, like a chip, a piece of wood, from what's in front of him. Lach Tzorech Zboishinov. In order to clean out, to pick out his teeth. Or megavev min achotzer, there's a lot of collect the chips from the courtyard. Or madlik, and there's a lot of make a fire from it. Shekol masha b'chotzer, anything that's in his chotzer, in his courtyard, muchenu, it's considered prepared from before Yom Tov, it's not called muksa. Therefore, you're allowed to use these woods that's in the floor of the courtyard, the chips. The chachomim moimim, the chachomim say like this, megavev mishalafonov. You're allowed to collect the chips that are in front of you. Or madlik and burn them. But that's all. The ones that are in back of you, you have to collect together, even in the courtyard it's also. Ein moitzienes or loimen eitzim. You're not allowed to create fire from wood, like by rubbing wood together. V'loimen avodim, not from rubbing stones together. V'loimen eifer, and not from earth. V'loimen harofim, and not from tiles. V'loimen amayim, and not from water. V'yein melavden es harofim, and you're not allowed to make the tiles like red hot, malavnim, make them red hot, esarofim, the tiles, litzlois ben, in order to roast on them. And Rashi, the Gemara will explain the reason. So Rashi explains here that noita lodem kisim ishlofonov, mimash ilofonov abayis, anything that's in front of him in the house, lachtos boishinov, lito boster, to take out the meat, hachoitzes benchinov, that's bothering, stuck in between the teeth. Umishlofonov lavdavk, the revloz, af minachotze nami, dekoma komashe bechotze muchenu, not even burning it. In other words, Rashi, anything that's in the chutz from the courtyard is called muchin, you're allowed to use. And then Rashi, megavav means ksamim dak, and collect the small chips. V'koshim min achotz v'madlik b'em, if you use it for firewood. The chum say though, Rashi rabba min achotz loy hoyel, but in the courtyard it's no good. V'dakinein, it's too small, v'torech, and it's a lot of bother. L'koshin miyetzmul. So really, from yesterday, it was not prepared for this purpose. So therefore, it's the big tircha, therefore, blives muksa. Then Rashi says, ve'moitzines, or mishum demoilit. You're like creating something new. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape, mishum agavaita. Alright, just let me show him again. Here, I'll start again the Mishnah here, from the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Noitel Odom Kiso Mishlofonov. A person can take the pieces of wood, Kiso, like chips, that are in front of him. Lachzer's Boishinov. So one Chiddush is you're allowed to take the wood, even though it's Oymid Lahasoka. He holds you're allowed to use it for other purposes also. You could use it to clean out your teeth with, like a toothpick. Now, umegavev min hachotzer, there's another chiddush he holds, that you can collect the wood even that's in your backyard. Not only what's in the house, mamash right in front of you, even what's in your backyard also. Umegavev, you could collect min hachotzer, the chips, the pieces of wood that's in your backyard, courtyard. Umadlik, and you could use it for firewood. Shekol ma shebechotzer muchenu. But this is his two chiddushim he's saying. First of all, that you're allowed to use the wood that's not muksa to clean out your teeth. That's one chiddush. And secondly, which wood is called muksa? It's not only the wood that's right in front of you you can use, but even the wood that's in the chatzar also is not called muksa. It's all called mukha. It's called prepared before Yom Tif. You have like that to use it, and you could use it for burning purposes. And no, then you could use it for a purpose. Use it for a toothpick to clean out your teeth. The Chacham and Maimri, the Chacham argue, Rash learns on both things. The Chacham and Maimri, Megaviv Mishalafonav. No, you're only allowed to collect the wood that's in front of you. Mashenkin, the wood that's in the chotzer in the courtyard, that's called muksa. So Rash learns, since they're small pieces and it's very hard to collect them, it's a lot of tircha. It's like you didn't think about it before Yom Tov, most probably you didn't have das to do it. So therefore, the wood like remains muksa. Umadlik, another thing he holds, the only thing you could do with the wood that's only in front of you pasha means in your house, like the chips of wood that you have right in front of you in your house, you're allowed to use those chips, but only umadlik, only it's used to burn. So Yag is on two points to Chachomim, that you can't use it for a toothpick because it's eitzim, and eitzim could only be used lahasaka and not for other purposes. And also he holds that the woods in the chotzer is called muksa, it's only the wood that's melafona right in front of you you could use. Now, ein moitzi neso, now the Mishnah Nuchi, you're not allowed to create fire. Ein moitzi neso, you can't create fire, loimen eitzim, not from wood, by rubbing two pieces of wood together, v'loimen avonim, not from two stones, v'loimen eifer, not from ashes. Rashi learns, it means karka, kosher, kishachofer, noisoi, moitzi en or. Very hard ground, when you dig it up, you cause fire. V'loimen harofim, not from tiles, V'loy min hamayim, not from water. Mustam means that you have the sun coming through. Mustam, you could make the fire come through the water also. V'yein malav min esarofim. You're not allowed to make the tiles very, very hot. Malavna means like make them red hot. Oh, v'litzoyis ben. In order to roast with them, litzoyis ben. This you can't do. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. Rashi b'or v'gemara forash taima. Why can't you? Malavna means make them red hot. The tiles. Let's slice them in order to be able to use to roast on. You can't do that on Yom Tov. Mor says the Amar Rav Yehuda.